Okay, we're on Ayin Dalet on the base at the bottom. We had that Rabbi Yehuda held that a neder that was made al das rabim, or a neder was made by rabim, then what's it called? He can't be masahar, right? Ein lo hafara. There's no, we can't be made for that neder, and therefore the guy couldn't say that if I would have known that she could go to a chacham or whatever, he doesn't want her to be mizbazer bebeizdin, and the mele, what's it called, he could never say such a thing and bring her back. Okay, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that a neder that was made berabim can't be made for it? It says, learns it, tichsiv, the lo hikum b'nei Yisrael by the givonim. Rashi says the givonim, see, they came and fooled Yoshua that they came from far away place, and they really were one of the Shiva Sa'amim, and they made a bris with them, and they swore that they wouldn't harm them, so they didn't go against the Shua. Ki nishbu lohen nesiyei ha'eder. Right, so they weren't matir the nether b'nechilul Hashem also. Right. The Kama Rabim, so how much is called a Rabim? A nether, when was it made by Rabim? When is it called a Rabim? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar Shlosha. Right? Three people is called a Rabim. And we have that idea in another place. Yomim Shnayim, wherever it says in the Torah, Yomim means 2 days. Rabim Shlosha, by Azova. It says, she'll see Dam, Yomim Rabim. So it's three, has to be 3 days in a row. Rav Yitzchak Omar Asora, need 10 people to be called a rabbi. And for this, Eidah Ksibahu. It says over there, Nesiei Ha'eda, and the Eidah is 10.
Mashma Men only.
What?
It's Mashma Men.
Lavdafka. It could be that since you see that an Eidah, but Gagabe, the Nikdashi, but something so, there you need an Eidah of 10, we learn from the Meraglim. But over here, the Svara is, because it's a lot of people, so you don't need the same, you just need bodies. Rav Meir Omer kol neder shetzorech hakiras chacham lo yazir. Right. Rav Meir says that any neder that needs hakiras chacham to be matarit, then he can't take her back, because then if she's matarit, he could say, I didn't know that. If I would have known that a chacham is going to be matar her neder, I never would have divorced her, and then he could be makalkal her. Rav Elezer Omer lo osru tzorech elam neshein al tzorech. And Rav Elezer said, no, that really the opposite is true. Where it's tzorech hakiras chacham, there he could be mauser, except for gzeira, because we're afraid that he'd be mauser when it's eino tzorech. The micromithlegate. Rav Meir sover adam rotzeh shetis bazi ish to beisdin. Rav Meir holds that a guy would be happy if his wife would go to beisdin and find a heter for an adorim. Therefore, he can say, if I would have known she could find a heter from adorim, I never would have divorced her. But Rav Elezer sover ein lo amrotzish shetis bazu ish to beisdin. So therefore, if she has to go to beisdin to get a heter, he can't claim that, well, if I would have known that she could get a heter, I never would have divorced her. No, you wouldn't want her to go to find a heter and to have to go to beisdin, right? But if what's it called, if it's not something that needs chakiras chacham, you don't have to go to a beisdin to be matarit, then really he could be mazer her. He could not be mazer her, because they were afraid that the reason is because of a knas, right? She made such a neder that has no ha'atorah, and what's it called? And but we made a gzera for a neder that needs chakiras chacham because of the one that doesn't need. Okay. Rashi. Rava Omar Hadik Tani Eitzel Chacham Vitira Eina Mekudeshes. Oh, we didn't get it yet. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Rava Omar.
It's
not
talking about
how far it's in the dark. Rava Omar. Hahacha Be'isha Chashuva Askina. Okay, the Rava says that, what's it called? In our case, in the Mishnah, now we're going back to the Mishnah. Rava Omar, Hadik Tani Eitzel Chacham Vitira Eina Mekudeshes, right? That if the Chacham was Matir, the Brisa that says, we had a steer in Brises. One Brisa says that if she got healed from the Mumin, but she had them when he when he was Mekadesh Ramanashi, she doesn't have Mumim, she's still not Mekudeshes. But if a Chacham was Mater, since he's Mater Mafreya, so she didn't have an Adorim, so she is Mekudeshes. And the Brisa says both of the cases are not Mekudeshes. So now Rava explains, Rava Omar Chacham Be'isha Chashuva Skina, right? By an Isha Chashuva, right, that which it says that she's not Mekudeshes even by a Chacham, even though he's Mater Lemafreya, right, is by called it by Nisha Chashuva. Why? The Omar Lo Nichali De Itzer Bekrovo Seho. Right, because the Maisa, what is the guy going to say? That I was Mekadesh Ramanashi, she doesn't have any Nedarim, and she had a Neder, and now the what's it called, the Chacham was Materit Lemafreya, so she didn't have any Nedarim. So what's going to be now? You don't want her because she has Nedarim. Divorce her. No, I don't want to divorce her. If I divorce her, I'll be usher to her krovim. And she comes from a good family. I don't want to hold back from being able to marry chashuva people. So therefore, I don't want to be usher to her krovim. So therefore, he says, therefore, I never meant that if she's going to find, if I find out that she had nedarim at the time, even though they were taken away, lamafreya, I still didn't want to, the marriage to be a marriage, because I still want to divorce her, and I don't want to divorce her because I don't want to become usher to her krovim. Rashi, the Isha Chashuva, Bas Gedolim, she comes from Yichus. Tafilaman Yomer wrote to Adam, Shetizbazi Ishta Bebezdin, right, even though a person says that, I don't mind if she goes to Bezdin and gets a heter for the Nadarim. So when he made the Ktznai, he was considering the fact that if, in fact, she'll be able to go and get a heter for her Nadarim, right, that also was, wouldn't be against his Ktznai. That's also that she doesn't have Nadarim, right? But the Maisa right now, he's going to say, well, I don't want a woman who makes Nadarim, even though she's Mater them, right? So the Maisa, she didn't go against my Tanai, but in the end, I see she has Nadarim, she made Nadarim, and I don't want a woman who's going to make Nadarim in the future, right? The get, I don't want to give her a get either, so give her a get, right? Why? Because I won't be allowed to marry a mother or a sister's. Therefore, I don't want there should be a kedusha. If I find out in the end that she made Nadarim, even if she was mater them, right? So I don't want that to be a kedusha, because the only option would be that I have to divorce her. I don't want to divorce her because I want to become usher to this family. Okay. Ihachi sefer diktani aval hu shahalach etzel chacham v'hitiru etzel rofe v'ripe yoso mikudeshes, right? In a case where he made a nether. Im omar lo amenashe ein olai mumim Nadarim. Guy married a woman and he made a tanai that I don't have any nedarim or any mumin. Marrying you, what's it called, a manas that I don't have any nedarim or I don't have any mumin. And then in both cases where he had mumin, but he healed them, or he had nedarim and he went was mata them, right? Right. So what's it called? She's in both cases mekudeshes. So lechara, why is she mekudeshes? Listening ain't a mekudeshes. V'leima hacha ba'adam chashuv askinan. Say also in this kind of case, ain't a mekudeshes, and it's talking by an ishach and adam chashuv, and she doesn't want to become usher to his krovin. So she says that I knew that he had nedarim, even if he'd be mater them, I don't want a guy who makes nedarim. So why don't we say that the tnai wasn't mekuyim in by an adam chashuv? The Amra lo nichali de itzer bekreve. I don't want to be ushered to his krovin. Mar says no. Ihi bechol dehu nichala. A woman takes it whatever she gets. She's not interested in having what's it called choshuva people, whatever she get. To the Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish says, the Amra Reish Lakish tav lemesav tandum lemesav armelo. It's better to sit with somebody than to sit alone. A woman is happy just to have companionship. Rashi. Avalhu imamr lo amanasha ain olai mumim minadorim tandu guf shnai. Better to be with the companion. Marshal hedyidu shanoshim omros tov lashevis im guf shnai mishevis almana. Abaya omar, another way of putting this, that a woman's happy with whatever she has. The shum shimna gavra kursei becharosa ramila. Even if your husband's a midget, Right? Rashi says the shumshin of gavra moshel hegidu misha bayla cotton kinemolis. He's short as an ant. Kursei becharosa ramya ki saw ben asoros benos chorim moshiva kolomer gam li bal kamochem. She broke. Well, I have a husband too, even though her husband is a midget. Well, whatever, doesn't make a difference. She's I'm married. Right? So I'm also choshev. Rapapa Omar, Dinafsa Gavra, Tikraya Besefa Bava, Petesef. Right? Even if her husband is a Menafis Tsemer, which is a very lowly occupation, for Umnis Ma'usahi, right? It stinks, and it's a very, very demeaning occupation. Tikraya b'seifi bovet v'tiyosef. Eina boshel v'krosol niftin abayis leishiv shom etzlo b'fnei Yaakov. She's not embarrassed to tell them to come and sit on the porch with her, because my son married. She's happy with any husband she has. Rav Ashi Omar dekal segavra lo boy talfechei l'kidra. Right, a woman says, right, even a person who comes from mishpachas dofi, right, from a questionable yichus, she's willing to get married to him. Talfechi adoshim shu Michael Kal, the ein chisor and kisko kash, and she wouldn't even ask him for some lentils. In other words, even for something cheap. It's kedai for me to be married, even if you don't support me. Ein shuelo simenu, right? Ach yikra shmo aleha. Just I should be married. I should be Mrs. Somebody. Right? So I'm not interested, even if you don't feed me. But just to be married. Tana, the Gemara says, all of these kinds of women who are satisfied with anything, the kula mizanos, the tolos mibaleim, the mizana with other people, and they blame their husbands for the child, so at least the husband serves some purpose of being able to cover up for their znus. Okay. Rashi, the kula mizanos, the tolos mibaleim, kol elu shibaleim shvelim. Right? All these with the husbands are really low lives. Umaros lahem chiba, and yet they show their husbands tremendous respect and endearment, right? Even though they're lowlifes, einu ela shemizanos tachteim. The reason is because they use their husbands, right? They're mizana with other people. Ukemishes abros, when they get pregnant, hein tolos es ha'uber babal. They say, well, it's my husband's child. Benoach lem banoshim kol shein lefisha mizanos tachteim. That's also another incentive. The woman has to get married, even to a low life, so she can cover up her promiscuous life. Okay. I call mumin shepolslin, tana hosifu aleim zeya. Right, there are any mumin that passels a kohen, passels a woman also, or what's it called, makes the fact that he can divorce her and not give her a ksuba. So they added the following ones that don't apply to a kohen, but apply to a woman. Zeya, she perspires too much. Vishuma, she has a wart. Vareya chapesh, she has bad breath. Zemara says, Vahani bikahani lo pasli. Zemashma, that they added these three, because they're not movement that would pasle a kohen from avoda. It's not true. Vasnan, hazokain, the hachole, the hamizuam. It says that a kohen who's extra old, or he's sick, or he's a mizuam, he smells. So the chori, because he perspires. Usnan, right? He has body odor. Mumim elu bein tfuyim bein overim psulim ba'odah. They're possible for a kohen. Kohen who has one of these mumim can't do the avoda. So why they mosif these to women? They apply to a kohen too. Om Rabbi Yosi b'chanir lo kasha. Kan b'zei overis, kan b'zei shein overis. When does it possible a kohen? When it's zeya shein overis, he has a chronic condition of body odor. But if it's something that's only temporary, it doesn't pass the kohen. So when he can take a shower and he won't smell, he can, what's it called, he can be a kohen. But by a woman, what's it called, doesn't work. Because the guy can say, you know, I have to live with this woman day in and day out, so just because she can take a shower and stop smelling doesn't help. Ravashi Omar Zeya a Mizuam Koramis. You say Zeya and you're equating it with Mizuam. Hosum Gabi Kohanim Efsherli Avdo Bikihua de Chamra. Right? What's it called? The Mireya Chapen Nomi Efsher de Noket Pilpula Bepume for Ovid Avoda. right? By a case of Zeya, you could temporarily take it away by putting on cologne or deodorant or something. And the same thing with bad breath. You could put mouthwash. So the Kohen could put some mouthwash in and do the avoda. He can go and put on deodorant and do the avoda. Then it'll wear off. Okay? But in a situation where he can't, where he's mezuam, none of these things will help. Deodorant won't help. Right? Then he's, what's it called, he's pasul. Avagabi isha, but by an isha, even if she could take away the odor with deodorant, or she could take away the bad breath with mouthwash, but the guy says, look, I can't have my mouthwash all the time. Sometimes she's not going to put on the deodorant, whatever. I can't live with a woman like that. Right? Lo efshar, by a woman, you can't do that. Rashi. Hosifu aleim benashim she'ein bekohanim, these mumim, zeya, and Reyach HaPeh and Shuma, which don't apply to Kohanim, as grounds for divorce by a woman. Zeya, Zoa Tomich, you constantly perspire. Shuma, Varua is a wart. Hazokin Vachola Mezuim, Lagabi Mume Behematznan. Ukasoka Daitel, Zeya Vareyach HaPeh, the Odom, Bechlau Mezuim. Mezuim, as a guy who stinks, means he has either bad breath or he perspires. So it's the same thing. So Mora says, Zeya Mezuim Koromis. Lav rumei. There's no contradiction between zeya and mezuam. When mezuam mumo masriach, gufo masriach, the guy mamish is stinks. Uba adam no posel. Therefore, he's posel by a kohen too. Aval zeya do adam ain't posel is bekohanim. Titani osifu aleihem. The efshel avra bekiyu dechamra beyayin keya. You can put on deodorant. Achi yavod avodoso. And temporarily, you'll be able to take away the smell. So zeya, where it's not your body that's decaying and stinks, it's the because of the sweat. You can take away the sweat temporarily, so a kohen can take it away temporarily and be do the avoda. But the woman can take it away temporarily, but you have to live with her all the time, so she can't constantly be putting on deodorant. V'reach HaPeh nami avagabi isha shumedaberi mo koshol lo efshar. He has to talk to her all the time, and he gets a whiff of her breath, right? And maybe she forgot to use the mouthwash, or she just on the way, and he had to ask her a question, and she knocks him out with, you know, with her breath. She can't live like that. Okay. Okay. Shuma hechidam. What kind of wart? Right. Ida ispesar hachav hachav pasla. If the wart has a hair in it. In both cases, she's possible, you know, by a kohen and by a woman. Either less bosar, if it doesn't have a hair in it, ishu megedola hi hachavacha possible. It's a big wart, even without a hair, possible's a kohen too. So we're looking for a case where the woman will be possible, but the kohen not. Ishu mektana hi hachavacha lo possible. If it's a small wart, either case doesn't pass. Titania, shuma sheish bosar is a mum. A shuma, this is by Kohanim. A shuma that has a hair in it, no matter what size it is a mum. Ein basar gedola is a mum, ktan ein is a mum. If it doesn't have a hair in it, depends if it's big or small. Vezeo gedola, right, what's considered a big wart? Pirish of Shim Gamliel ad ki isroi talki. Right, if it's the size of an isroi talki, that's called a big wart. Anything smaller than that is a small wart and it's only possible if there's a hair. So, Amr Yosri Barabchanina ba omeris al padachta. No, it's talking about a small wart without a hair, but it's in the middle of her forehead. So for a kohen, it's not a mum. But for a woman, right, again, you have to look at the wife and they would see that wart in the middle of her head all the time. That's a mum. So Mara says, padachta rovin if I yesu. Then he must have seen it when he married her. If it's right in the middle of her forehead, you can't miss it. Papa, no, when he met her, she had a hat on. So she covered up her wart. And then all of a sudden, when he got married to her and she took off her hat, she took off her tichel, he sees this big wart in the middle of her forehead. Zimdin mischaji vizimdil mischaji. Sometimes you could see it, sometimes not. And when he went out with her, she made sure to where we're at. And then when she got married, she wasn't so careful, and then he sees, hey, you got that wart in the middle of your forehead. Right, I heard this from a great person, Rav Shila. She was bitten by a dog and she got a scar. Hareza mum. The scar is a mum. Amravchizda call over be'ish hareza mum. A deep voice by a woman. She sounds like a man. It's also a mum. Shenamar ki kolech orevu marech nodhe. So it's mishabeach a woman with a nice voice. If she has a deep voice, she's also that's considered a mum. Rashi. So a small wart with no hair, which wouldn't pass a kohen, but if your wife has one in the middle of her forehead, it's a mum. V'nasa mekomot zoleka, shenisha shom roshem, mishichiso hamaka, when it got healed, it left a scar. Zolekes, okay, v'dugmosa mishchita schulen, gabi tanur klicheres, the tzalke mitzlach, it's a scar. Okay. Tani Reb Nosson Biroa. Bein dode isha tefach. So Reb Nosson Biroa said this halacha, that when it comes to a woman's breast, the halacha is a tefach. So sov Rav Acha, breida Rava, kameida Rav Ashi, lemeimer, tefach lemal yusa. That if there's a separation between the breast of a tefach, that's nice. Omer le Rav Ashi, gabi mumin tanya. No, he was talking about mumin. It's a mum for a woman to have her breast separated by a tefach or more. The kama, how much is okay? Rabbi is sholosh etzbos. Three etzbos is normal, but a tefach already is too much. Tanya Rav Nosson Omer, kol isha shetodeha gashim mishel chavroseha, woman whose breasts are extra large, more than a normal woman, hareza mum. The kama, Omer Rav Misha bar bereder of Yeshua ben Levi, mishmeder of Yeshua ben Levi, tefach. A tefach more than what an average normal woman is. Mar says, Mika Haigvadna, a woman has such big breasts. In the Omar Rabba Babarchano, Anira Isi Araviachas, I saw an Arab woman, okay. Shevshila Dadel Acharev and Nikas Benoah. She threw her breasts over her shoulder and was able to nurse her kid in the back. So it's possible for women to have extra large breasts.
I guess she was not on a Mahadran bus.
Right. So they ask, how many men, what was he looking at this Arab woman? So first of all, it says that halacha, today it may not apply, a woman's allowed to nurse her child, what's it called, even publicly or whatever. Man can't say kriyashma when it's like that, but it was like an accepted thing. So people were used to it. Or he was, what's it called, she was sitting somewhere private and he turned a corner and he happened to see her, like it says, where Rabbi Kiva saw Aishas Turnus Rufus. Then we were in finish, since we said about the Ramesha of Tzion Amar Ish Ish Yulad Ba V'hu Yechol Neneh O Elyon. It says in the Pasuk that Tzion in the future, both somebody born there, Ish Ish Yulad, whoever was born there will be, get a tremendous covet of being a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Amar Ramesha Barbarei the Vishua Ben Levi Echad HaNolad Ba V'Echad Metzapel Rosam. Both the people who were born there and people who wanted to be there but couldn't, they also have that same covet. They were, when in the before World War One or after World War One, the Turks said that anybody who wasn't born Yerushalayim, they were afraid that they were spies or whatever, so they expelled them from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim. And they came to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. Could they lie to say they were born in Eretz Yisrael so they shouldn't be expelled? So he said, from this pasuk, it says both somebody born here and somebody wanted to be here considered like being born. So what's it called? Yeah, it's not a lie. If the Gemara says that somebody who wants to be here is considered like he's born here, so the mice is not an out and out lie.
Like the American government with the passports.
Right. Omer Abaya, the chad minayu odif kitrei minon. One Ben Eretz Yisrael is equal to two Talmidei Chacham in Chutz Laretz. However, Omar Rava, the Chad Minon, Kisolik Lahasim, Wadav Kitre Minayu. But one Ben Chutz Laretz who goes to Eretz Yisrael is better than two Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Horeb Yirmiya, the Chihavi Hacha, Lohavi Yoda, Maika Amri Rabbanan. Reb Yirmiya, when he lived in Chutz Laretz, he didn't know what the Rabbanan were talking about. Right? He wasn't from the better Talmidim. Kisolik Lahasim, Karilon, Bavloi, Tipshoi. When he went there, he calls us stupid Bavloyim, he already became a big Talmud Chacham. Rashi. L'mal Yusuf, a hachikomer. Noi hu le'isha shiyed adem uvdol in tefach. Right? It's nice for a woman to have her breath separated by a tefach. The Gemara says, no, gabi mumin tanya. Hach mas nisun gabi mumin tanya. The kochoshiv zeya v'shuma v'reya kapeh u'shar mumin. The tefach ben shnei dode ish is also a mum. The kama noila, how much is not a mum? Right? Three etzbos. The kama yugasim mishol chevroseh v'ye mum. Right? How much is a woman's breasts have to be bigger than others, a full tefach more? Mar says, is there such a thing? Mar says, yeah, there was this Arab woman that she could nurse her child from behind her back. Since it mentioned Rav Meisha, and he is the author of this memra, also he's mentioned it. Ulatzion Yomar Mishum the Iribor. Okay, Ulatzion Yomar Ish the Ish Yulagbo La Osid Lovel in the future. Because she's Kai Mikra Shekosu Veivius Kol Achechem Min Kol Hashem. When the Rebbe shall bring back Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Komakom Sheyimtzu Shom Yisrael Yomru Ha'anim Zel Mivnei Tzion Ze Yulagbo Nevienu Shom. Right, this guy was born in Eretz Yisrael. Special covet. Ulatzion Komo Bishalu Anshe Amakom LeIshto Al Ishto. Well, the Tzion means Al Tzion. They'll talk about Jews. Wow, this guy is an Eretz Yisrael Dikayit. So not only somebody born there, but even somebody who wanted to go there also will get that distinction. Echad HaNolid Bo, Ish Ish Yisera Kadorish. That's Ish Ish. Echad HaNolid Bo, the Echad HaMetzapi L'Rosa, Yikra Mi Boneha V'Yavu Etzla. All of them will be considered Bnei Tzion. V'hu Yichon Nel, Yonah Kodesh Baruch, Enel Yos Elyon L'Mala Al Kol HaOlam. Right, it'll be such a covet to be considered an Israeli. The Chad Minayim in Eretz Yisrael, other Pikhim v'Charithim. One Eretz Yisrael Yid is equal to two, what's it called, Chutz Laretz. But a Chutz Laretz Yid who relocates in Eretz Yisrael is better than two Israelis. Okay, we'll buy that. Okay.
The Gemara is very interesting. My family, my mother, when she came to America as a young girl, somebody set up a Gemara, she took him. So one day somebody comes knocking on the door, said Arab, and the guy smells like a herring. Poshut like a herring. What happened? He got off the trolley, and he saw there was a sale at the appetizing store of herrings. So they wrapped it up, they didn't have plastic bags, they wrapped it up in newspaper, they put it in his pocket, and that's how he's going to go out on a date. So she dumped it. She had nothing to do with him. Another time, she went out with some guy, very rich guy went out with her, but she didn't like him. He got so depressed, so sick, and family came and said, listen, marry him. We're going to give you so much money. We'll give you money, marry him, he's sick. No. At least lie to him, get him healthy. She said no.
Oh, wow.
You see, it's different than him. That's why, that's the way I am. You see, different.